بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. Continuing the explanation on the hadiths in explanation of the hadiths in the first chapter of Riyad al-Salihin, the chapter on sincerity. This hadith is hadith number 4. وعن أبي عبد الله جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري رضي الله عنهما قال كنا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزاة فقال إن بالمدينة لرجالا ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا إلا كانوا معكم حبسهم المرض، وفي رواية إلا شركوكم في الأجر. هذه رواية مسلم. ورواه البخاري عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال رجعنا من غزوة تبوك مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال إن أقواما بالمدينة خلفنا ما سلكنا شعبا ولا واديا إلا وهم معنا حبسهم العذر. In the first hadith, Jabir, in the first narration, Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, reported, we accompanied the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in an expedition when he said, "Inna bil Madinati la rijala, there are some men in al Madina. Ma sirtum masira, there are some men in al Madina who are with you wherever you march and whichever valley you cross. They have not joined you in person because of their illness." In another version he said, they share the reward with you. And in the Bukhari narration from Anas, may Allah be pleased with him, he said, we were coming back from the battle of Tabuk with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he remarked, there are people whom we left behind in Medina who accompanied us in spirit every pass and valley we crossed. They remained behind for a valid excuse. معنى الحديث, the meaning of this hadith is that when the person intends a righteous deed, however he is withheld from doing it, then it will be written, then the reward will be written for that which he intended. And the reward will be written for that which he intended. However, when he was able to do the righteous deeds, used normally to do it, then became incapable later, then the reward of the deed completely will be written for him. Not the reward only for the intention, but for the whole complete work he used to do. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if the person becomes ill or troubles, then it will be written for him the same as that which he used to do in residence while healthy. So, the person who wishes or hopes to do good and is keen about it, if he normally does this good he intends to do, but he is refrained one day from doing it because of some impediment, then it will be written for him complete. The reward will be complete. Example, if a person, it is from his normal way to pray the congregational prayer with the people at the mosque, but for some reason he couldn't, he was withheld, due, for example, to an illness, or he went into sleep, or the like. So he will be given, he will be rewarded, the reward of the musalli, the worshipper, with the jama'ah, and the congregation prayer complete without any diminution. Full reward. Also, if it is from his normal way to pray voluntary and optional prayers, but he is prevented for some reason from doing that, such that he wasn't able to carry that, also it will be written for him full reward. Similarly, if he used to fast normally 3 days every month, then he became incapable, unable, or he wasn't, or due to a certain impediment, then also he would receive full reward, complete. And examples like this are many. However, if it is not from his normal way to do these righteous deeds, then, and he wishes to do that, and hopes to do that, then, in this case, the reward will be in accordance with the intention. The reward will be in accordance for that which he intended, without the reward on the deed, without the complete reward, in case when a person does that which he intends. The evidence for this that comes in Sahih al-Bukhari, when the poor from the companions, may Allah be pleased with them, they came to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, and this hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari in volume 1, hadith number 804, and the hadith reported by Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, narrated that some poor people came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, ذهب أهل الدثور من الأموال بالدرجات العلا والنعيم المقيم. The wealthy people will get higher grades and will have permanent enjoyment, and they offer salah prayer like us, يصلون كما نصلي, and observe fast as we do, ويصومون كما نصوم, ولهم فضل أموال. They have more money by which they perform the Hajj. يحجون بها ويعتمرون ويجاهدون ويتصدقون. They have more money by which they perform the Hajj and Umrah, fight and struggle in Allah's cause and give in charity. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ألا أحدثكم بأمر إن أخذتم به أدركتم من سبقكم ولم يدرككم أحد من بعدكم وكنتم خير من أنتم بين ظهرانيهم إلا من عمل مثله تسبحون وتحمدون وتكبرون خلف كل صلاة 33. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, shall I not tell you a thing upon which if you acted, you would catch up with those who have surpassed you? Nobody would overtake you and would be better than the people amongst whom you live, except those who would do the same. So he told them what to do. To say, Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, and Allahu Akbar 33 times, each after every compulsory prayer. We differed, and some of us said that we should say Subhanallah 33 times and Alhamdulillah 33 times and Allahu Akbar 33 times. And I went to the Prophet ﷺ, who said, say Subhanallah and Alhamdulillah and Allahu Akbar altogether for 33 times. This is the evidence. The evidence when he said, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the favor of Allah, he bestows upon whom he wishes. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor is limitless. He didn't tell them, إِنَّكُمْ أَدْرَكْتُمْ أَجْرَ عَمَلِهِمْ. Indeed, you have attained the reward of their deeds. But there is no doubt that they will have the reward for the niyyah for such deed, for the intention. And that's why, in another instance, when the Prophet ﷺ mentioned a person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows wealth upon him, and then he spends it in the ways of good, and there a poor man said, لو أن لي مال فلان, I wish I had the wealth of such and such person, you know, then in this case, لعملت فيه مثل عمل فلان, I would have done the same like him. So the Prophet ﷺ said, فهو بنيته, he is going to be rewarded in accordance for his niyyah, فأجرهما سواء, then their reward is the same, meaning same in intention. As to the deed, he will not receive the reward full for both intention and deed. So the reward for the deed is not going to be, he is not going to attain it unless he used to do that normally. He used to do that normally, and then some barrier or something withheld or withholds him from actually manifesting the deed. In this case, he will have the full reward. So therefore, in this hadith, there is also an indication that anyone who leaves in the cause of Allah, goes in the cause of Allah for jihad, then he will receive the reward for his walking in that path. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ما سرتم مسيرا ولا قطعتم واديا ولا شعبا إلا وهم معكم. You march, and whatever valley you traverse, except that they are with you, concerning those people who were in Medina, still in Medina, who are with you, but wherever you march and whatever valley you traverse. This is also evident from the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah At-Tawbah, in chapter 9, verse 120 and 121. ذلك بأنهم لا يصيبهم ظمأ ولا نصب ولا مخمصة في سبيل الله ولا يطؤون موطئا يغيظ الكفار ولا ينالون من عدو نيلا إلا كتب لهم به عمل صالح إن الله لا يضيع أجر المحسنين ولا ينفقون نفقة صغيرة ولا كبيرة ولا يقطعون واديا إلا كتب لهم ليزيهم الله أحسن ما كانوا يعملون. It was not becoming of the people of Medina and the Bedouins and the neighborhood, nor they take any step to raise the anger of the disbelievers, nor inflict any injury upon an enemy, but it's written to their credit as a deed of righteousness. Surely Allah wastes not the reward of the muhsineen, the good doers, nor do they spend anything in Allah's cause, small or great, nor cross a valley, but it is written to their credit, that Allah may recompense them with the best of what they used to do. Another example of this is, a person makes wudu at home and completes his wudu, then he leaves to the mosque, and he makes the intention going for the salah, only for the salah, driven to do that only. He leaves the home driven for the masjid, to go to the masjid. Then in this case, he doesn't put forward a step, except that Allah lifts him in honor to a degree, to a higher degree, and removes a sin of him. And this is from the favors of Allah Azza wa Jal, that the means for doing righteous deeds are rewarded in accordance with the way the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam explained. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa ala alihi وصحبه أجمعين. This brings the end of hadith number 4 from Riyadh al-Salihin.